Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It is a Patriots Monday. Mike Vrabel will join us from Gillette Stadium in about 20 minutes or so, and you can talk about that signature win, if you want to call it that, for the New England Patriots all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Shime, you want to get Hill Notes in here? Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Yeah, Shime. Yeah. Give victory lap, buddy. What a win.
I mean, you deserve it, Shime.
Mm-hmm. Good job, Shime.
You were on You were on Drake May from jump, so
it was just a matter of time, Greg. I knew it was just a matter of time.
What's the Taylor Swift song about Kelsey, Courtney?
A wood.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Shime's wood story about Drake May.
Yeah, that was all over my Twitter timeline.
Not a lot of credit from you for Josh McDaniels, however.
Yeah, last night was not a night to be giving Josh McDaniels a ton of credit. Oh. Like, it wasn't.
Only when he plays bad. It's
No. Curtis, I have given Josh McDaniels plenty of credit when the offenses look good this season. Last night was not one of the nights that Josh McDaniels was great. A lot of the reason the offense had success is because Drake May was breaking contain from the pocket and making plays. Him and Steph Diggs were making tremendous improvisational plays.
You think
those
Lewis
are not
Riddick,
scripted. Those are not the call of the offensive coordinator.
Do you think Lewis Riddick knows football?
Of course he does.
Yeah, he was praising Josh McDaniels left and right last night.
That's great. Cool. Nate Burleson knows football. I got as many games right as he did this weekend.
Nailed it.
But Nate did pick the patch.
Yes, he did.
Right.
That's true.
Yes,
but I picked the Vikings. He didn't. So, you know.
Like the rest of the world, I've been enamored with Taylor Swift's new album. And in the song Wood, where she sings about Travis Kelce's massive magnum dong, are we thinking that Taylor has the same eye for measurement as Coco? Or is this a real scenario?
People are remembering that quite differently than how it actually played out. If you remember it correctly, I actually undersold. That was my issue, is I didn't know measurement that well. So I unfortunately, and have been paying for it ever since, said the wrong thing, downplaying the size. Whereas I didn't oversell anything,
well,
you know?
You said seven was a lot.
Yeah,
because I didn't know how much seven was.
Seven
seems to be quite average.
Well, average is four or five, you told
which
us.
Which is shocking.
Right.
But seven is quite average, apparently.
No, where?
No. Seven's not average.
Well,
no, four. You said four is
four
average.
Four in the U.S.
Right.
I have not. Not for me.
Wait a minute. Is Santo European now? We didn't know that.
What do you mean?
When you're talking about measurements.
Santo much bigger than a seven.
Really?
Yeah.
But if you're like seven is massive.
I didn't know how much 7 inches was. That was my issue.
So it was on the metric system.
All right. So Santo's more like 9 inches.
Oh, yeah.
So he's
at least.
Okay.
The guy's hot.
Time, please. Oh, next. Please.
Yeah. Seven is
dominated
nuts,
the world,
though.
Seven is nuts, though. Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Vrabel, you have to do it. Go get A.J. Brown. Get him right now. Get on the phone right this second and get him. Get him now.
I wish, but yeah. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But doesn't Drake May show you that that would be a smart move because you have a really good quarterback? Like, so, like, all right, if maybe you were like, you know, Drake May's just okay and A.J. Brown might not make him any better.
I mean, they lose that football game this week. You think they're really going to part ways with A.J. Brown at this point?
I think they...
I don't think they are.
Right, but I think Philly thinks they don't need him.
Well, they do.
But I don't think
they went 0-for-5 the last five drives of the football game. They do need him.
Right, but they
that
also
was the worst 2-minute drill I have ever seen. Did you see that live? Like,
yes.
It was, they had no hurry. They were throwing 3-yard outs into the middle of the field. It was bizarre.
I think their mindset in Philly is that they need to get Saquon Barkley going. I think that's what they believe. Like, he's the engine that makes us go. I think that they feel like, oh, we got Devontae Smith. Like, we don't need...
I mean, you're assuming that A.J. Brown is going to come here and be happy with the situation here, and I don't know that that's the case either.
Do you want a guy that entering the game was defending champion, undefeated, and didn't want to be there? Like, is that really the character you want to bring into the...
No, but if A.J. Brown's here, isn't he getting 8-9 targets a game?
I don't know. How does Steph Diggs feel about that? I just... It's wishful thinking.
It is wishful thinking.
It's not happening.
But if you have to, I think Steph Diggs would still get 6-7 targets, but I also think that A.J. Brown would get his, 8-9 targets a game and still, put up the production numbers that you're looking for. Can you imagine, like, what you would have if you have A.J. Brown and the way Steph Diggs is playing now, what that'll do for Drake May? And I know it is wishful thinking. Don't get it twisted. But think about what that is. I love Steph Diggs. I think he's a tremendous player. I think he's more of a possession player, but he had a great game. But I do. A.J. Brown, is a better player than Steph Diggs right now.
But to Greg's point, if you bring him in and then all of a sudden Steph Diggs is seeing his production go down, that's the issue he's had in the past with teams that has ended in divorce.
Yeah, but then he's like they say, he's a good team player. You know, your production's not going down by that much. You're still going to get your 5-6 catches in game.
Good morning and happy Monday, my boy Shine. Listen, Drake May was locked in yesterday, absolutely locked and loaded. That whole team, everybody did something special yesterday. The Patriots absolutely walked into one of the loudest stadiums in the United States to a team that was undefeated for the last, 10, 14 games at home, and they absolutely showed up and showed out. So, big kudos to the Pats. Shine, you've been right. Drake May is the guy. Once again, I was all over you for that for a while, but it's all good, buddy. Loving what this team is doing right now, and I hope we can keep up the momentum. Love you guys.
It was 14.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive. Shine, where do you have Drake May ranked this morning?
Like in the list of quarterbacks in the NFL?
Yes.
I don't know, man. Like, you look at how people are playing right now, it's hard to not say he's a, without a doubt, like a top 10 quarterback
now. Yeah, top 10, but I thought you'd have him higher.
I mean, I would probably say...
I mean, you still have Josh Allen number one, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Or do you have Mahomes number
one? No. Josh Allen number one, Mahomes Lance number two simply by because of pass
attrition.
Accolades.
Yep.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield is up there.
Baker Mayfield is number three right now. Right. That kid is lights out. He has been awesome. Dak Prescott has
Dak's
also been
there.
Really good.
Yep.
I think Matthew Stafford has been phenomenal.
Your guy Lamar is fizzling out, like Wiggy said, the COVID virus.
Well, Lamar's hurt.
Yeah.
He was really good before he got hurt.
But
yeah, Lamar was really good.
So yeah, so probably like 7.
Yeah,
I think that's fair right
he's
now.
He's top 10. Because Jared Goff is playing good too.
Jared Goof.
Yeah, he's
Daniel
playing.
Jones also
Daniel
playing
Jones
really
is
good.
Playing really
Danny
good.
Danny Dimes.
Danny Dimes.
Ding 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 ding. Curtis, you're a dink.
Oh, I could hear the Belichick tears from the phone.
Some people get very upset when you criticize Bill Belichick, Curtis.
Yeah. I mean, the guy's beyond reproach. He's such a quality person. He really hasn't, tried to ruin the Patriots or take shots at people or not talk to his defensive coordinator or ice out the starting quarterback. But what do I know?
I'm fascinated to see what's going to happen down there because I don't – I mean, Boomer said he thinks he's the head coach of the Giants next season, which...
What NFL team would take him at this...
You don't think an NFL team would take Bill Belichick at this point?
They are all saying, there but for the grace of God go I, that I didn't hire him after seeing what he's doing in North Carolina.
I don't know. He's...
So why isn't he there?
I don't know, Curtis.
Well, I'm asking. You said he's going to be there. I'm asking why he's not.
I don't know. If you're the Giants or you're the Miami Dolphins and you have a chance to bring him in, and I mean, I don't know. This, 5 games into it or whatever at UNC does not, to me, determine him to be a failure as a head coach.
Well, I think the issue is going to become UNC. It doesn't look like they're even going to get to a bowl this year.
And they got to a bowl last year. They were 6-7 last year. So if you're the Miami Dolphins or you're the Giants and you're looking at Bill Belichick taking a 6-7 team and giving what he's given now,
See, I look at the first year, all right, in college football, it's different. First year, a million guys transferring out, million guys transferring in, and it's really a roll of the dice. It's more about what he does next year. If he can turn it around at UNC next year and make that big leap, similar to what Deion was able to do, then I think maybe he gets some of that goodwill back. But the problem is he's 73 years old, so... I mean, how long NFL teams going
to
wait?
He's got to put the suit on, get back in the car, and go do some high school recruiting like he was doing. I mean,
now that ain't going to work. He better jump in a portal, and they better pay to turn that thing around. That's how you change your program overnight.
All right, Shime.
Shime, buddy. You don't stink, my man. You had it all along. Drake's the man. He's the truth. Go, Pat.
He really is.
He's good.
Buckle in, folks.
Yep.
It's going to be a fun ride.
I'm not sure if anyone on the show has picked up on this or noticed it, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think Chris Curtis likes Bill Belichick. Why do you care what Bill Belichick is doing? Nobody cares. I think you're the most petty person in the world.
Oh, nobody cares. I would say the interaction with those posts is pretty well. So
now, I would think that most people, at least around here, I mean, I can give two issues about what's going on in UNC. Unfortunately, I thought I'd be able to watch it a little bit more, and I'm kind of like, after the first game, you're like, okay.
I have a question for the jury. When the UNC Tar Heels began on Monday Night Football and Chapel Bill got the touchdown on the opening drive, was that person, you think, on social media celebrating it, or did he say nobody cares?
No, I think he was celebrating that.
I told Santo to put money on them winning the Natty.
Yeah.
Right.
So. Yeah.
I think the next day it was a pretty widely watched game in Boston.
But you know how we are. You got 15 minutes of fame to prove it. If not, we're on to the next. And he went downhill quick.
As the wise Wiggy would say, when the lights get bright, that's when the booty gets tight. And it looks like Drake May was loose out there and ready for it. So, great win last night.
That definitely does that. Some people can't perform
God,
under those
in
lights.
In that stadium,
right,
with that team
right,
coming in the 4-0,
right,
primetime game, I mean, dude is ready for it.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't
really
you?
Is.
So
seemed like he loved it.
So why wouldn't you add AJ Brown?
No. You don't have add AJ Brown.
I would add any. I would spend all the money in the world. I'd add anybody that's available. It's not that.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying why wouldn't you look at this team and go, they can easily get to 10 wins. That's what I was gonna say.
I think they can.
I
don't think any of us have argued with you on that point.
No.
I'm not saying, but I think there are people out
there. I think there are people out there that are like, oh, pump the brakes, that kind of stuff. Like,
well, yeah, there are people saying that. I mean,
why?
You think they win the division. I think it's a little early to determine that. So, but
are they in the best possible position? Who has a hotter schedule, Buffalo or New England? Buffalo
they're both pretty easy.
Okay,
Buffalo has a harder schedule, but they're a better football team all around.
How?
I mean, they weren't last night. I mean,
Wiggy, the only competitive teams. So the Bills have the Chiefs in 3 weeks.
Okay.
Then they have the Bucks, like you.
Yep.
I guess how you feel about the Texans and the Steelers, and then they have the Eagles in the second to last week of the season.
Okay, so think about those teams that you just said. The hottest team that you have left on your schedule is the Bucks, the Bills again, and who knows where the Ravens are. So think about all the teams you said that Buffalo has versus New England. So if New England takes care of business, don't they end up with a better record than the Bills? Just based on the teams that Shime brought up?
You just bring up the Ravens. Shime, do we have an update on when Lamar is expected to be back?
I think the original diagnosis was like 2 to 3 weeks. My thought is he's out again this week. They go to the bye the following week, and then he's back the week after is my personal guess. Right. I don't know that for sure.
All right, is that it?
Yeah, that'll do it today, Greg.
Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
New England Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel on a Patriots Monday brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating the sexual health issues of men, with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains won't flow, and by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local member DIF FDIC. Mike Vrabel, good morning.
Hey, buddy, good morning. That sounded like you just read the yellow pages.
Well, I'm telling you, the sponsors are coming out of the woodwork because of you. They can't wait to be. They want to be involved with you in this radio show. It's unbelievable.
I doubt that, but that was that's good. How's everybody doing this morning?
We're doing great. Primetime game. You called it a hostile environment. Nice win last night.
Thank you. Happy for the players, and we got to pick up the pieces and keep moving.
Would it be crazy to say that Steph Diggs may now be a 7 out of 10 on the comfort level?
Well, somebody said that as I was leaving. I think somebody, maybe a local reporter, I didn't recognize him, Stacy was back there grumbling last question, and I walked off, and I heard 5 out of 10, and I laughed. I thought of Courtney, and I said, maybe eight out of 10 now, so we'll see.
I think he said 6, actually, after the game last night.
He did say 6. Good.
Yep.
Mike,
hopefully by Thanksgiving, we can be up to 8 or 9.
Mike, you look at that, and we talked about hostile environment, division opponent on the road. This win, like, how do you use this to show to your team that if you can play like this week in and week out, that you can play with anybody and be one of the best teams in the National Football League?
Well, we just keep, you know, stay consistent. And I think that, you know, I probably lose sight of some of that sometimes with especially some of our younger players. And, you know, my dad, who I think always has good perspective, was able to be at the game last night. And, you know, he just kind of rattled off all the young players that are out there making contributions. And, you know, said, man, I've been there a bunch, and it was loud. And it was something that you have to remind these guys that they can do it, and that they can do it, you know, pretty much anywhere.
Mike, Ramondre Stevenson, 2 touchdowns for him, and it's a result of you continuing to have confidence in him even after that fumble to start the game. He talked after about how the confidence that you continue to show in him means so much to him. I've been told all morning by Wiggy and others that that's coach speak when you talk about how great he is. I believe that he's a great player. That was my lead this morning. What is it that you see in Ramondre that, despite the fumbles, you want to keep going with him?
Well, we go with all of them, and we'll use all of them. And so, one is valuable in protection. And when teams start blitzing and heating us up, you know, it's critical that somebody protects the quarterback, and they can go short yardage instances and around the goal line. And, you know, we mix carries up. And so everybody's going to have a role, and we'll have to continue to take care of the ball. And so you have to make those decisions. And I think Ramondre understands how critical the ball is. And, you know, but we've got to start putting that fire out and making sure that, you know, until we're back in the huddle, that ball remains in our possession, you know, whether that we're going down and we're close to the ground. But we're going to need them all. We're going to need everybody, and we're going to need especially all the backs in that room to help us.
I know you got back late and just getting going this morning, but any update on Gibson for us?
Nothing new to add. He'll go through some tests today and this morning, and we'll have to try to see what comes of those.
Mike, the defensive game plan against Josh Allen looked excellent. I mean, he's had a lot of success against the Patriots in recent years. He's had success against everybody as the reigning MVP. Who do you credit the most for that, and what did you see out of your defense last night?
Well, the credit goes to the players to be able to execute it. And again, we've tried to stay as collaborative as possible defensively. Zach has done a great job leading those guys and organizing things. But we've always tried to stay as collaborative as possible and work through ideas and, you know, try to put the players in the best position. But, you know, as far as the execution, that always is going to fall on the players. And it wasn't perfect, and I think it can still be a lot better. And so we'll continue to show them those. But, you know, I thought, you know, it was good in the run. And, you know, quarterback had a few play extensions that probably ended up hurting us. And then some communication things and execution down in the red zone made it a lot closer than what it should have been.
Mike, you seem bothered by that illegal formation call, Hunter Henry, I think it was. He seemed like he was looking at the ref.
I just have a real problem with the way that they want to try to over officiate the line of scrimmage. And if our guys are going to look over, and I get that we have to be legal. But for as long as I can remember in this league, the refs are going to try to officiate proactively and work with the players. And if it's a hold, call a hold. And if it's a defensive pass interference, call defensive pass interference. But at the line of scrimmage, if players are going to try to get the formation correct, you know, last year it was, well, these guys are offsides. Like, When do we start calling that? So in an effort to not be offsides, you know, these guys try to scoot back a little bit, and then they check. And we're not going to tell them that they're either on the line of scrimmage or they got them off. Like, they're just going to sit there and tap their knee. I don't know what that is. And so that's frustrating that we are that literal as an officiating department, if that's what they indeed are telling them. If they see it as DPI, the guy made a good call. If, you know, Gibbons pushes the guy thinking that the quarterback's out of the pocket, but the ball's in the air, that's a good call. That is a good call. And but some of these other ones, I'm just like, I just didn't know when we were going to start officiating the line of scrimmage and not communicate with our players, because in the end, the relationship that the players have with the officials, I think, can be really positive, and they can explain the mechanics that they're looking for. And if a DB is not playing the ball, they can communicate and say, hey, you got to play the ball, or that could be defensive pass interference, or if he breaks the framework of your body and there's restriction, that's going to be a hold. And so to not communicate something at the line of scrimmage when a player is looking over at an official to try to get it right, I don't understand that.
Mike, is that something that's new that they're emphasizing? Where then, like,
apparently, they you know, don't. I mean, just like every other year or week, it's just, you know, a reaction to, you know, the last year, and well, we're going to change, and you know, there's. I don't want that. Again, not that my opinion is going to matter, but I don't think we should officiate that way. I think that there should be an open line of communication with the players. Certainly pre-snap, in an effort to try to get it right. And if we move and we fall start or we jump off sides or whatever it is, well, then we're at fault. But if we're trying to make sure that things are correct before the snap, I would like or hope that there could be some feedback from the official.
I just love that we get a new Hockey to watch it talk all night long instead of watching a football game. I'm glad that the family tradition has lived on.
I that's probably the first time I'm going to agree with you since I've been here.
Yes.
And I would definitely say that was impressive.
Also, end of his career, Wiggy had an issue lining up, and just his stomach was over the line.
Jeez.
It was hanging over the, it was they in always, the neutral zone.
They always gave me the thumbs up, or they told me to scoot up a little bit back in the day when I played, but I guess now they don't tell you anything.
I guess they say, or they say, suck it in.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Mike, it seems like you do such a great job not getting too high or too low, and it seems like it's trickling down to the team. How important is it for you going into practice this week that guys aren't riding the hide from a big win like that going into a week against the Saints?
I'll see what I can do. I'm sure we'll be okay with that.
You talked about Friday, I think it was Friday, about the accountability that Rodney Harrison held you and your teammates to. Who's that guy or those guys on this team?
Well, I think our leadership group is starting to do that and understand that. And I just think that where we are become, that's changed. I think that those people are few and far between, and I have to try to, that's part of what I have to try to teach, and that's okay, and then allow them to have those conversations and disagreements or minor conflict with our football team as it relates to protecting our identity. And so we'll continue to identify them, and we'll continue to allow for those opportunities. But that was something that certainly was critical for all of us when we played here.
Well, Wiggy and Ty talk about that a lot, about guys who would police the locker room.
Like Willie Mack was one of those guys.
You're saying it's harder now to find that situation or those guys?
I don't see it as much, and I'm trying to encourage it. And again, that's not just isolated to here. And that's not. I've been in other buildings, and I would say that it's just something that you're always looking to create.
Mike, the performance last night, Drake May's first fourth quarter game-winning drive. What did you see from Drake last night, and how impressive was that conclusion of the game for you?
Well, I mean, I think that, again, just his toughness and his ability to, you know, extend plays, keep his eyes down the field. The play strength, I think, one was a, you know, pretty much a horse collar, and he's pulling out of it or trying to still throw the football, but still put the football in good places, safe places, right out in front of receivers and not behind guys. And so that'll continue to be something that we'll have to use to our advantage, and he'll have to continue to do. And then when the pocket is clean, to stay in there and let it progress and, you know, throw the ball down the field. So, you know, I felt like that was a good drive. I would have liked to have gotten it a little closer. But under those circumstances and the way that we were trying to manage the clock, knowing who's on the other side, you know, I thought that that was really good for our football team to have that situation come up and be able to execute it and be able to complete it with obviously Andy and the field goal team making a huge kick.
Mike, you know, there's been a lot of talk. Rodney talked about it yesterday, the culture of just being different. You know, we talk about it with Ramondre and how, you know, you kind of give this guy an opportunity even afterwards. You know, when you come from a place of, you know, when we played, it was like you were banished to the gulag for making a mistake. Like, where does that come from you as a coach, when it's still like understanding guys have to be accountable, but still giving them the opportunity, even when they mess up? Is that because it's kind of part of your former player? Where does that come from?
Just trying to get it right. Just trying to have a balance. And, you know, to me, if, you know, guy, you know, we try to treat them the same way they treat the team. And that's an easy reminder for me to look and see how guys treat the team, how hard they play, how hard they study, how much it means to them, the way they practice, the kind of teammate they are, what they're willing to do to help the team. And then in turn, obviously, we try to treat them the same way. So, again, I have to make a decision for what's best for the team. And then there's a lot of other instances of, with this as it relates to then just the guy, you know, fumbling. We've had other people fumble or other people put the ball in jeopardy. We've had people miss tackles, and we have to understand that those are mistakes and that we can correct them and then make sure that, you know, we're still doing things that are helpful to the team and are important to the team. So, you know, we just have to try to find a balance there. You know, again, if we set everybody that made a mistake, the head coach would be the first one sitting down, because I make more mistakes than anybody.
Mike, some guys were talking about how they got inspiration from a pregame speech by Tony Dungy. What went into that, and what was said, really?
Well, Tony's obviously a Hall of Fame coach, a Hall of Fame person, father, husband, just his character. You know, and for him to be, you know, he's, you know, we have some connections here with coaches on our team, and he was going to be a part of our chapel on Monday. And so I decided and asked him to talk to the team just about, you know, his experiences in this league and with new teams, whether that be in Tampa or Indy, and, you know, the things that he always thought were important. And, you know, I really appreciate that. I really appreciate them being around our team. I thought our players appreciated that.
I'll ask this one carefully. Where is the organization when it comes to improving the football team if there are disgruntled or players that appear disgruntled in other organizations seeking to improve the football team?
Well, I'm going to rephrase that. I think that the organization will always be in favor of trying to improve the football team and its roster and the people that play for us. So whether they're on another team, whether they're not on another team, whether they're on our team, you know, we're always going to try to find ways to improve the roster and the people that are here. So that'll go for anybody, you know, that we could potentially add to our football team. And that's about all I can say, or that'll be the stance there for forever.
Mike, signature win is being thrown around for Drake May and yourself. First two-game win streak in 3 years, which is hard to believe given the success you had as a player here. What did last night mean to you personally?
I'm just happy for the players. Happy that they could to recognize, they could prepare, and they could go out there on a big stage. And you know, we talked about taking the next step, and that was the message last week. And I felt like they took that to heart and they did that. And about all the other stuff, I don't really know. I always like to think that there's things that are interesting and there's things that are important. And a two-game win streak is not very uncommon. And so somebody just recently said to me, "Man, that was unbelievable." I said, "No, it wasn't. It was very believable." And you know, I don't want any of us in this organization to ever think that something is unbelievable. We're gonna prepare and we're gonna play to our style and we're gonna make adjustments and we're gonna compete. And but it's very believable. And so we'll have to do it again here as soon as I hang up this phone call. And that'll be what we do.
Well, we'll let you get to it. And I know you love seeing us first thing Monday morning, bright and early. So sorry about that, but we'll be back.
I was walking back in the hallway, and Stacy hands me the phone. I'm like, "What is this?" And he's like, "It's a phone interview." And I said, "Well, I don't want to do a phone interview." I had our ginger and cayenne pepper shots in my hand, and now I have. Now I have five of them sitting here that I have to do with Stretch and Stacy, and then you know pass them out to whoever else walks around.
Save them for next week. Right. I mean, I don't
put them in a fridge, please. Give them cold. I want mine chilled.
I mean, on these after these late games, we could do the show in the Seaport if you want, or somewhere in the city, so you don't have to drive all the way out there.
We hadn't left here since whenever. Saturday, so
it's good to be back. All right, my coach, we will talk to you again next week. Thank you.
Okay, guys, have a great day. Have a great week.
All right, there he is, Mike Vrabel. We will be right back. Conversation with the coach brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Jones and Keefe coming up next on Patriots Monday. You can listen to them on the radio, on the Odyssey app. You can stream them at WEEI.com. And should you choose, you can watch them on Twitch or on YouTube. And this show and Jones and Keefe and this radio station on Twitch and on YouTube, brought to you by Springer's Jewelers for over 150 years. Springer's has helped New England celebrate life's biggest moments. They are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Springer's carries the world's finest jewelry and watches, so go to springers.com. Could we, one more time before we go, open the window world of Boston weather window for Chris Curtis, please? Curtis, what do we got out there?
It's sunny now that Vrabel and I have something to agree on. 71 degrees, sunny skies, afternoon high, 82 in the lovely city of Boston.
All right, you get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month. From Window World of Boston, go to windowworldofboston.com. You get any nuggets from Vrabel?
I got some good nuggets. We back. I know that. Vrabel's dad and I are on the same wavelength. When he said his dad is like, if you can do what you did against Buffalo, you can do it against anybody, which I agree on. And then the other nugget I got is when you asked the question about the disgruntled guy, where Vrabel is like, we're always looking to improve the team, which, you know, it's a good thing. That keeps me positive that get to the trade deadline, which is, I believe, November 4th. You got a good football team. Maybe you can get somebody that can make this team even better.
Also very clear, he hates the officiating when answering your question.
Not,
like,
not
he
happy
is
about that. Whew. Yeah, that was a long answer.
Very.
And worth a listen to. All right, that'll do it for us. Great job, everybody, on 4 hours sleep after unbelievable win last night.
Woo.
Talk about it all day long here.
Sports.
We may not have the Red Sox, but we have the New England Patriots.
Right? I'll take it.
All right. Jones and Keefe next. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow.
Now the time has come for leaving.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.